Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
The Outlaw here. Welcome back to Hardy Midday on this Monday afternoon, November 2nd, here on Real Country 102.1. The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local events, the Wauchula Lions Club will host the Peace River Balloon Festival on Saturday, November 7th at Hardy Lakes County Park. Gates will open at 6 a.m. with the event at 10 a.m. The Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m., located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can RSVP by going to hardycc.com/gala. They will also host the Wauchula Wine Walk at Mary Market at the Wauchula Historic Train Depot, 135 East Main Street, on Friday, November 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. Early registration is available for $20, and sponsorships are also available at hardycc.com. Your jobs in Hardy County. Alan J. Wauchula is looking for a salesperson. 1 year of sales experience is preferred. Mancini Packing in Zolfo Springs is looking for a warehouse associate, warehouse operations and dump truck experience, and a Class B driver's license are required. And Pacer Marine in Bowling Green is looking for an assembly worker. 1 year of work experience and a high school diploma or GED are required, and experience with simple machinery is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Weather clear, temperature 70 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 51.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 53%. Winds from the northeast 17.3, gusting to 25.3 miles an hour, visibility 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.19 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 6:46 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Boaters, use caution on area lakes. Today, sunny, windy, with highs in the mid-70s. Northeast winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, lows in the upper 50s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tuesday, sunny, highs in the upper 70s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. And Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler announced his agency is approving new five-year registrations for two dicamba products and extending the registration on another. Wheeler tells the Georgia Farm Bureau farmers have long been good stewards of the land, and he's certain that will continue as producers begin using dicamba products in ways permissible under the new label. All three registrations include new control measures to ensure these products can be used effectively while protecting the environment. More than 45 years after being protected under the Endangered Species Act, the Trump administration announced Thursday gray wolves will be delisted. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt says state and tribal wildlife agencies will now resume responsibility for sustainable management and protection of delisted gray wolves, while the U.S. Fish and Wildlife will monitor the wolves to ensure their continued success. Bernhardt says the final determination was based solely on the best scientific and commercial data available. The decision, though, is expected to be challenged in court. In-person food and trade show exhibitions have been rare in 2020 thanks to COVID-19, with many events held virtually and others postponed until next year. But live trade shows are returning to some Asian markets, including the recently completed Sial China Food Exhibition in Shanghai. U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President Joel Haggard says they are currently preparing for two upcoming trade shows in Asia.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. On Friday, we introduced you to the University of Florida's Industrial Hemp Pilot Project. Assistant Professor Dr. Zach Brim says they're currently transitioning from the pilot phase, which collected and tested a wide array of varieties, to the program phase, which will provide more data and a longer-term outlook.
So the pilot project was set up to be a variety trial at three different locations: my research station here in Homestead, a location in the Gainesville area, a place called Hague, and also a North Florida Research and Education Center in Quincy.
The research team identified the varieties best suited for those areas of Florida, and now they're taking those varieties and studying them further.
And so just that first year really saw a nice opportunity to learn from that experience. 2020 was year two. We were able to move into some planting date trials, some nutrient management trials, and really continue to expand our knowledge and the work that we're doing. Of course, as seems to continue to appear as a tag along, the invasion risk studies were also happening at the same time, doing the ecology at the same time that we were doing the agriculture.
Learn more on the UF IFAS Industrial Hemp Pilot Project website.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for the business news, stock market report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News business brief, I'm Jeremy House. European officials and businesses are closely watching the U.S. election to see which way U.S. trade policy goes. President Trump's America First tariffs on steel and aluminum provoked Europe to retaliate against U.S. bourbon and motorcycles. Europeans' views are closer to challenger Joe Biden's. However, analysts are cautioning that many trade irritants will be tough to solve, no matter who wins. A four-week partial shutdown has started in Germany, with restaurants, nightclubs, theaters, cinemas, and other leisure facilities closing down until the end of the month. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing opposition from his own party as he prepares to ask lawmakers to back plans for a second national lockdown to combat the exponential spread of COVID-19. Johnson is providing the House of Commons with details of a proposed four-week lockdown scheduled to begin Thursday. With business, I'm Jeremy House.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. In football yesterday, Joe Burrow threw a pair of fourth-quarter touchdowns as the Bengals beat the Titans 31-20.
We were talking about it all week in practice. We don't feel like a 1-5 football team. One or two plays go our way over the last couple weeks, and we're 6-2 right now, 7-1. But you know that we didn't make those plays until today, and it feels good to make them.
Saints beat the Bears in overtime, 26-23. Dolphins 28-17 over the Rams. Seahawks get by the 49ers, 37-27. Broncos pull out a 31-20 win over the Chargers. Steelers had the rally to remain perfect. They beat the Ravens 28-24. Bills down the Patriots 24-21. Raiders beat the Browns 16-6. Vikings over the Packers at Lambeau 28-22. Colts beat the Lions 41-21. This is SRN Sports. Two other finals. The Chiefs mauled the Jets 35-9, and the Eagles beat the Cowboys Sunday night 23-9. Monday Night Football has the Giants against the Buccaneers. Kevin Harvick's nearly perfect season came to a spinning and sudden halt Sunday when he was bounced from the playoffs in a stunning upset at Martinsville Speedway. Chase Elliott won the high-stakes final race to earn his first berth in the championship four. He knocked out Harvick, a nine-race winner and the regular season champion from the title round, after a stunning collapse. Elliott now will race next week at Phoenix for the championship against Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, and Denny Hamlin. Harvick fell 8 points short of advancing. Meanwhile, runaway championship leader Lewis Hamilton overcame a sluggish start to win the Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix Sunday for a record-extending 93rd Formula One victory. Hamilton beat Mercedes teammate Valtteri Bottas by 6 seconds. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: nothing is impossible. The word itself says, I'm possible. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com.
Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.